Bavakama Parakdalad Mishnachas. Shor Shahu Yotse Li Sokol Viktishu Bala, a shore that's going out to be stoned, it's a shore niskal, and the owner of the shore is Makdish the shore. This is after that the Gemara din of the shore, that the shore is a shore niskal, Einu Muktish. It's not hektish. This shore niskal, according to most Rishonim at this point, is Osir Bahano, and therefore he really has no ownership of this shore, so he can't be Makdish the shore. Shchato, and if a shor niskal was shechted, besaro aser. You can't eat from the meat of the shor niskal. Because the Rab brings, the Torah says, sokol yisokel hashor v'lo yachal es besaro. Once we know that the shor has a din of a shor niskal, skila, of course we know he can't eat it, because you have to shecht in order to eat. Because otherwise it's a nevela. You're not allowed to eat a nevela. So why does the Torah say, v'lo yachal es besaro? So it's to teach us that even if before you made it into a shor niskal, you went and you shechted it, after it had a gemar din of a shor niskal that they designated as a shor niskal, it's also aser b'hano. And if before the shore had a gemar din, it wasn't deemed the shore niskal yet in Beis Din, the guy knew what was coming, so he went quickly and he was makdish his shore, muktish. It is hektish. Even if you're makdish a shore, you can make a shore that's hektish shore niskal. We had that in the previous Mishnah. So the nafkamina is now, if somebody has any benefit from it, he's chayv a karban me'ila. Vimshchato besaro mutter. But if this point in time, before it was actually had a gemar din of a shor niskal, if somebody shechted it, the meat is mutter. Because the meat only becomes aser when it's deemed to be a shor niskal by Beis Din.